Soccer wasn't the only thing on the minds of Englishmen today. Crowds lined the streets around Buckingham Palace in London to celebrate the official birthday of Queen Elizabeth II. Official being the operative word here, because the Queen actually turned 84 back in April. Now, if you're confused, so was the State Department. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton mistakenly sent America's official birthday greeting to Her Majesty last week. Well, if there's one person who can help sort out the confusion, it's Richard Quest. He's the host of Quest Means Business on CNN, and he joins me via Skype from London. Now, Richard, what's the deal? Why does she get two birthdays?
This is a fascinating piece of royal nonsense and trivia. It goes back several hundred years, and it really is all to do with the birthday parade, the trooping of the colour, this massive and very glamorous and very august military parade that takes place on the monarch's birthday. But what they discovered a couple of hundred years ago is that they couldn't guarantee good weather.
Ah.
It wasn't convenient to have this big trooping of the colour when the bands and the soldiers and the army and they all march up and down. And so what they did was they came up with this idea of an official birthday. So, for example, Edward VII's birthday was in November, but the official birthday was now, of course, in June.
What does she do on her real birthday? Does she have, you know, cake and blow out candles?
Well, I asked the palace exactly that, and they gave me the traditional answer that they did give whenever you go too far, that they do not discuss anything to do with the Queen's personal or private life. Now, look, I said to them, how can it be personal and private?
But, Richard, here's a crazy thing. I mean, Australia observes the Queen's birthday on the second Monday in June, except for Western Australia, where the governor decides a date each year. And then in Canada, they mark it on a Monday on or before May 24th.
Can anyone really explain all this
right. In
any form of
no. Rational
yeah. understanding?
That's right. Can you?
Of course not. We've been doing it for hundreds of years. If there was any rationality to it, a lot of this nonsense would have gone out the window a long time ago.
I mean, don't people think this is weird, you know, that she gets all these birthdays around the world?
99% of the British people probably don't give it a moment's thought, even on the day of the official birthday. Yes, I think a lot of people know that the Queen has two birthdays and they know there's some official reason for it. But do people go out in the street saying, "Hello, Doris, have you heard it's the Queen's official birthday?" No. Oh, happy birthday, dear Madge. Not a bit of it. This is one of these things where the tourists line up and watch the parade, the military does their bit because they've been doing it for centuries, and the Queen goes home and probably has a nice cup of tea.
Yeah, on a day like today, you got the Queen's birthday versus World Cup soccer. Who wins out?
Are you mad? In this country today, there is no contest. I suspect in their hearts of hearts, although we'll never know, some of the younger members of the royal family will have been thinking, get on with it, get on with it. We want to go home and watch the footy. There is no question that today it is the football or the soccer, as you insist on calling it, that will be the most important event taking place in the UK.
That's Richard Quest in London. He's the host of Quest Means Business on CNN International. Richard, thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy birthday.